Yesterday, I popped along to the garden center to buy a new pair of secateurs to prune my dog Hereward's toenails. I got stuck behind a very tall man in a black hooded cape. It turned out to be the Grim Reaper. Now, he'd only gone in to get a new scythe, but they were giving him the hard sell on a qualcast lawnmower. He couldn't get away. In the end, I just stole the secateurs, which I have to say gave me the most enormous thrill. Now it's time for some other people. Amazingly, they still seem to be in charge. They own their own shoes. They're the patron saints of baboon heaters. Here they are now, Tim and Nick.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, this week we've had two letters.
Yes, one was from Fidel Castro, who wrote, "Dear Nick and Tim, your show is the only thing I can pick up on my ancient Soviet listening equipment. Please do more sketches about American foreign policy, and also ones about badgers. Must go now and grow my beard, puff on a big cigar, and put on my khaki-peaked cap." And the other letter is from someone who says, "You know when you're swimming and you have to go wee, is it really naughty not to get out?"
And that's signed, "Best wishes, Adrian Morehouse." Okay, well, now it's time to sort out today's special guest.
And the first person we're going to ring up and invite along to be on the show is an author we admire a great deal, Dame Barbara Cartland.
Yes, the woman who dresses like Ronald McDonald's great-grandmother.
Ah, Dame Barbara. God, it's good to speak to you. Oh, we'd hate to think we'd interrupted your creative flow, but you're probably just writing.
Yes, yes, I am. I'm working on a new book commission. The Hamlin Book of Aircraft Parts, darling. Awfully good. I'm taking it in a new direction. Awfully boring before. We're going to have lovely RAF officers in white scarves and get rid of all the dreary aircraft. Now, what was it you wanted, dear?
Well, we wondered whether you'd like to be on our show now.
Oh, no, I couldn't possibly, dear. I've got the plasterers in. They start on my face in half an hour. Listen, it's completely untrue I'm 106. I'm having my 24th birthday party tomorrow, and King Edward VII is coming. Anyway, I've got to go now and paint the chihuahuas all pink. Goodbye.
Oh, dear.
What about someone really, really famous? You never know, it might work.
What, someone like weatherman Michael Fish?
Exactly. Let's give him a call.
Hello, Michael Fish speaking.
Ah, Michael. We were hoping you could come and be our special guest now.
What with you being a hero of ours?
Well, I was going to have a barbecue today, but no one seems very keen. Yes, I'll come down. I'll be all right in a T-shirt, won't I?
No, I think you might need a coat, Michael.
Really? Oh.
Yeah, it's quite cold out, Michael. It's snowing.
Is it? Oh, no, I've just put the washing out. And I was going to mow the lawn. Okay, but there is just one thing. You haven't asked John Ketley, have you? There's been a bit of tension between us since he hid all my weather symbols just before I went on after the 6 o'clock news, and I had to say that it was going to be clear.
No, don't worry, Michael. He's not here.
Okay, see you in a bit, then.
Fantastic. Michael Fish.
Wow, God. But what are we going to say to him?
Well, we can always talk about the weather.
The rain in Spain falls mainly on Spanish people. It's me again. Red sky at night, shepherd's delight. Red sky in the morning, shepherd's warning. Minced lamb and mashed potato, shepherd's pie. Now, let's join two engineers at a recording studio in central London.
Hi, Rich.
Oh, Damien, hello.
How's it going? Have you told David Bowie you'd take the shipping forecast over the middle of his new single yet?
Oh, no, I'm hoping he won't notice. It sounds quite like his other stuff anyway.
Who's in at the moment?
Oh, studio's a chocker today. We're recording loads of talking books.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there's Nigel Havers in Studio One recording Sherlock Holmes. Juliet Stevenson in Two doing Pride and Prejudice.
Who's in Studio Five?
That's Dame Judi Dench recording Play Better Golf by Nick Faldo. Want to listen?
Yeah, fade it up.
Lesson one. Golf is a game partly about controlling the mind, partly about wearing a CNA jumper. and partly about whacking the ball as hard as you can. Whack it. Whack it. Keep whacking it. Lesson two. Change in another jumper and whack the ball even harder. Lesson three. Why do golf shoes have that funny tongue? Sorry, John. Should I approach this text more like Chekhov, or am I short and fat and the same in everything?
Now, Iraq.
Cheers from Iraq, which is seriously one of the most brilliant places I've ever had to write about.
Yeah, great place. Brilliant job, travel writing. You get to, like, travel write and stuff. And the editor is such a nice guy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's not many editors would let you do, like, Iraq and...
He's letting us do this job for free, everybody.
Yeah, we just have to pay expenses, which is so kind.
Yeah. He's like the Duke of Edinburgh like that. Really generous.
Toby has met the Duke of Edinburgh. I only found that out yesterday.
Yeah, he is such a nice guy. Much taller than you'd expect.
Anyway, we've had a pretty hectic time up till today.
Absolutely, got quite rough at one stage. And to be honest, we didn't like Kuwait at all.
Yeah, the people were rarely rude when you only had a credit card.
So we decided to get out into the countryside. The bus driver almost said off to Clar, but we absolutely insisted.
Toby was quite forceful, actually.
Clar, don't exaggerate. I was just firm with him, that's all.
Yeah, it was great, though. There were millions of these wire installations everywhere.
Anyway, we were taking some photos when suddenly this helicopter comes from nowhere and all these soldiers get out.
Yeah, they were clearly in the, like, military.
Yeah, and they... and they took our camera. And I was like, oh, no, they've got our camera. Because it's a conical pop and you have to be really careful not to get sand in it.
We had to get into the helicopter with them.
For about 4 hours.
And when we got out, they locked us in this tiny kind of music practice room, but without the piano.
It was clearly a sort of prison stroke cell thing.
Then suddenly, this woman in sunglasses comes in and starts shouting in Iraqi.
But with a Wiltshire accent, right?
And she's waving her gun at us, and then she takes her sunglasses off, right?
And this is so weird.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's so, like, strange. Turns out, it's this girl from my school. Toddy Hussein.
She is such a nice guy. She knows my ex-godmother, apparently.
Her dad's put us up in the Baghdad Hilton, and her dad's friend is going to write the guide for us.
Her dad's friend actually reminds me of the Duke of Edinburgh quite a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, he is kind of noble.
Such a nice guy. Not quite as tall, though.
And now, the bit that's more exciting than finding out who the villain was in Scooby-Doo. And more thrilling, more stimulating, more heady, exhilarating, tantalizing, enthralling, more gripping and inspiring than a yogurt. It's Tim and Nick's Hero for One Day, Weatherman Michael Fish!
Hello. Michael, you are a titan of the weather.
You are a colossus of climatic conditions and big puffy clouds.
You are a post office tower of sunny intervals and overnight lows of 3 or 4 degrees.
You are a marble arch of high pollen counts and poor air quality over Leicester.
Actually, I'm a highly experienced and fully qualified BBC weather forecaster.
You're also absolutely soaking wet.
Well, yes, I got caught in a massive thunderstorm. It looked fine when I left home.
Michael, we also just want to clear something up. We got your phone number from your BBC business card. Can you just read out what it says?
Michael Fish, Bungalow of Love. Oh dear, it was a prank by John Ketley to make me look foolish in front of Suzanne Charlton. I got back at him by convincing him that isobars were small furry animals that live in Ecuador and... and by changing his background during the 9:25 broadcast to a 15th century map of Persia.
Wow, you're quite a hard weatherman then.
Well, yes, I have to be. The weather centre's a really brutal place. Ian McCaskill carries a flick knife around and just goes crazy. if he hears the word hurricane.
Michael! We've got a very interesting business proposition for you.
No, I lost everything I invested in Bill Giles' scheme to farm mangoes in Aberdeen. It was all fantastic until the frost killed everything on the first day. That's the sort of thing we hadn't planned for.
No, Michael, listen. You've worked hard. You're a big fish in a small weather pond. You deserve more. You deserve the big time.
We can exploit you. We can give you the world.
What on earth are you talking about?
Well, we want to manage and promote you. Think of us as a mixture of Don King, Eric Hall and Harvey Goldsmith.
So I'm a mixture of Mike Tyson, Teddy Sheringham and Bruce Springsteen?
Yeah, more a mixture of Joe Bugner, Vinnie Jones and Wigfield.
Anyway, just imagine, Michael, international stardom. Imagine. Imagine.
Well, a big thank you there to our warm-up act, the Rolling Stones. But now, tonight's main attraction, here he is, all the way from London, England, Michael Fish.
Good evening. Well, it's been a pleasant day for most people in the southern half of the country. And as you can see, this area of high pressure means that's set to continue. What a powerful and intoxicating vision. I'm in, lads. Let's do it. The fish has been hooked. The fish has taken the bait. The fish has leapt into the sunshine and...
Yes, yes. All right, Michael.
Now, for showbiz purposes, this is your new girlfriend, MTV presenter, Clarimba.
Hiya, Mikey. Yeah, sure. Like, maybe we go to a sauna later, then we take a shallot fondue with my friends, Spider D and Peter Schmeichel, then we go to dance. Drop a few hoochies, chill out with a couple of shamarvers and some kaluka, and maybe buy a zoot bomb at Tesco on the way home.
Well, that all sounds very good, even though I didn't understand a word of it. Suzanne Charlton might even be a bit jealous of Clarimba. Okay, the fish is cool, the fish is happening. Mikey F is in the house, Mikey F. Mikey F is on the mic, ready
yes,
to...
Yes, 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 all right, Mike. Okay, stage one is getting your name on everyone's lips and your picture in every magazine.
Does that include What Hi-Fi?
Yeah, of course. Now, get ready, Mikey. We're off to BBC Television Centre to make you a star.
Many famous people started off as weather forecasters, like Ulrika Johnson on TVAM, Charlton Heston on Radio Bedford, and Ted Hughes on TV Wales.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the newest sound on the Croydon folk scene, the Fastidious Bachelors.
When Johnny comes marching home again, hurrah, hurrah. We'll make sure the flat is spick and span, hurrah, hurrah. We'll hoover the flat obsessively, we'd probably do that anyway. And then we'll clean the toilet again, and then we'll take out the rubbish. It was begin to smell. There is a house in Thornton Heath. That house is absolutely spotless. I clean it myself with plenty of Jif Moose. You can't rely on the cleaner to do it properly. Oh, no. Hello, everyone. We're the Fastidious Bachelors. We live on our own, we're creatures of habit, and we have high standards. We wear spectacles on chains round our necks, and we have air fresheners that plug into PowerPoints. We're in our 40s, and we quite like classic FM. We absolutely adore our little nieces and nephews, but sometimes they don't understand that we don't like muddy footprints in the hall, and we don't like dolls left on the stairs any old how. It makes me so angry. Anyway, here's a little song about my favourite nephew, little 12-year-old Tom. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. You hit my rosebush with your football, and now you're going to have to die, you little scamp. you put your feet up on my sofa when I specifically told you that you shouldn't? You played pop music very loudly in the guest bedroom, and it kept me awake for 3/4 of an hour, you little git! Well, least said, soonest mended about young Tom, I suppose. Anyway, here's a song I wrote about my young student friend Michael, who was thinking about adding a fabric softener to his machine wash for coloureds, in addition to his regular powder, but quite against the manufacturer's instructions. Michael, are you really sure? Hallelujah. Michael, don't do anything rash. Hallelujah. Michael, are you sure you know what you're doing? Hallelujah. Michael, I'd hand wash those jumpers if I were you. Hallelujah. Thank you very much.
One of my favourite things about going on holiday is holiday snaps. Now, when I went to St. Lucia with my wife Pamela Lee, I took over 4,000 pictures. Unfortunately, the only one that came out was a photo she took of me, paragliding with my dog Hollywood as we crash-landed into the hotel barbecue. I can't understand why none of the photos I took came out. Well, next time, I'm going to take my films to Zappy Snaps.
Yes, sir?
Hello. Can I collect my photos, please? My name's Tyrrell.
Tyrrell. Oh, yes. Two sets. First one, 8x6, matte finish. Second set, 112x1, mounted on Australian teak. Airbrush moustache added to all the pictures of your wife. There you go. £68.20.
What are you talking about? I didn't ask for any of that.
Yes, you did.
No, I asked for one ordinary set of photographs.
Merv, can you get that? I've got a difficult customer here.
Zappy Snaps, Merv here. Oh, yeah, hello. Yeah. You what? We gave you a set of harrowing pictures of war-torn Bosnia? Blimey, that means the Independent have got your holiday snaps. Where did you go? Oh, Benidorm. Oh, they won't notice them, will they? Sorry about that. Bye.
Good morning, Lord Litchfield. Back again.
Yes. I need these pictures of the Queen playing pool developed. The usual 6x4.
Oh, yeah. Now, would you like them matte, glossy, or tapestry?
Tapestry?
Yeah, it's a new service. We send them off to the Convent of St. Agnes. Takes about 6 years.
Yeah. We got this one back from the nuns this morning, as it happens. 10 foot by 8 foot, in traditional yarn, of some bloke falling off an inflatable banana in Crete. Mm.
No. Just glossy, thank you. Oh, and I need to collect them in 1 hour.
In an hour?
I'd better get over to Boots.
Now over to an answer phone in a house in Salisbury.
Hi, we're either not in or not up. If you want to talk to any of the Men Behaving Badly posse, Mike, Simon or Chris, speak now or forever hold your...
Michael. It's Granny Bryant here. Are you all right, my dear? Only you haven't returned my calls, have you? Or my letters? Or my faxes? I know I'm a useless old woman. And of course I'm diabetic now. Did you know that, Michael? And yes, I'm very lame. And lonely. And cold. And I can't help thinking I shouldn't be outside. Not in my condition. Not completely naked. If you're in, could you answer the door, Michael? I'm just on the corner of Carminia Road in the payphone. Yes. Have you seen the film Salem's Lot, Michael? I am as irrelevant and rubbish as the badly made-up blue and white zombie thing in that. Yes, I'm like him in that you'll all be less tense when I'm gone. Bye-bye, my favourite grandson. Bye-bye.
Red sky at night, shepherd's delight. Red sky in the morning, shepherd's warning. Lots of traffic in a funny-shaped park. Shepherd's bush. Nick and Tim are now inside BBC Television Centre, where they're waiting for Mikey F. to come out of makeup.
Oh, he's been in there ages.
Hey, Tim, psst. Come, look over here.
Where's my teddy?
Will you shut up making that stupid bloody noise? Your mummy's gone away, and she's never coming back. And no, it's not fair, but neither is this. Oh!
Was that Esther Anson?
Are you ready? I'm coming out.
Wow! Michael, what have you done?
You only went in there for some blusher.
Well, it's all part of Mikey F.'s new image. I've dyed the moustache luminous green and had a skinhead haircut with these cloud symbols all shaved in at the side. I've got a pair of old Elton John glasses instead of my National Health ones.
Excellent, Mikey. Well, get back in the golf buggy. We've got to go and see your new voice coach.
Any news of my two-hour special for MTV on Isobath?
No, but don't worry, Michael. No young people watch MTV. Much more exciting, we've sold all your old weather forecasts from 1975 to UK Gold. For £23.
OK, Mikey, in here. This is your voice coach, Madame Nijinsky.
Hello, hello, hello. Mima. Posture, Mikey, posture. Tone, after me. High pressure, low pressure. High pressure, low pressure.
Good evening. High pressure, low pressure. High pressure, low pressure. That's it from me. Have a good evening.
Project! Project! Shout the words on this card.
I am a moose.
Just the word moose. Louder.
Moose!
I love moose. Put on these antlers. Come on. Moose!
I think that's probably enough voice coaching for today.
That was very strange. Are you sure that was really a voice coach?
Yes, yes, of course. Now hop in. We've got to go via the grandstand studio and drop off Desmond Lynam's moustache. And this big drum.
So he can make the noise at the beginning of the theme song.
Now, we've managed to get you a TV slot, which will mean major primetime exposure.
What's that?
Mastermind.
Can we have the next contender, please? You are Mikey F., and your chosen specialist subject is weather forecasting. Your time starts now. What do you do if you lose all the information you need just before you go on air?
Use last week's.
Correct. What do you say when you haven't got a clue what the weather's going to be?
Say it's going to be changeable.
Correct. What's the most important thing to do when presenting the weather forecast?
Spend ages talking about what the weather's been like and only do a bit of forecasting at the end.
Correct. What can you see on the satellite picture?
Well, nothing. There's usually much too much cloud in the way.
Correct. Why are there just fronts and no behinds?
Because, old pass.
What conditions give rise to thunderstorms?
It's when the gods are angry.
Correct. Who does Suzanne Charlton love?
Me.
No, the answer is John Ketley.
Now, Mikey, as a big star, you're going to have to learn how to deal with the press.
Oh, I know all about the press. I was Mr. February in last year's What Barometer magazine.
Yes, never mind that, Michael. We're here.
Mikey F., can we introduce reporters David Martin from The People?
Hello.
And Debbie Davis from The Independent.
Hello.
And this is Barry McGuigan, who's going to show you how to punch them.
Okay, Mikey, put your fists up. Now, you're a natural sight, Bar. I can see that. Now, just keep covered up while I just... Ah, no, you see, I got through there and punched you very painfully in the stomach. Now, back on your feet, Michael. Now, come on, let's have a go at these reporters, eh? Ready? Seconds out.
Mr. Fish, how can you possibly justify last Tuesday's forecast?
Good, Michael. Lovely uppercut there. He's dying. I'll finish him off. Now, you go on to the next one.
Mr. Fish, what do you say to the thousands who left home without an umbrella and got very wet? Oh.
Great, Michael, go on, finish it with me. Good. Same thing next week.
Well, I must say, smashing people's faces in with your bare fist is a very pleasant change from long-range weather forecasts for farmers. Can Barry show me how to drown that bloke, Fred Talbot, who does the weather on the floating map on Richard and Judy? Ah, back at the weather centre.
It's John Ketley.
Fish, what are you doing here?
What do you mean, John? I've got to look at the data on precipitation in Gwent.
No. Suzanne's doing that. We don't need you anymore. Get your stuff. Get out of the weather centre.
Yeah, come on, Michael, let's go.
Yeah, you don't need them anymore.
Well, I suppose not. You have to betray and reject a lot of friends on the way to international stardom. Let's get my forecasting equipment from the office.
Why is there a cow in your office?
Well, you see, when Daisy lies down, I know it's going to rain.
And what's all this other stuff?
Pine cone, seaweed,
Ladybird Book of Wind Chill Factors.
That's all my weather forecasting apparatus. It's very scientific business, you know. I'll put it all in this Tesco cardboard box. My whole career.
It's just a load of junk.
All the years of forecasting, the highs, the lows, the tears, the laughter, all reduced to one little box.
Come on, Mikey. Karimba's waiting at Stringfellow's.
Nope. I can't do it. They need me here, and I need them. John, Suzanne, Ian, Bill, you. Oh, dear, I can't remember your name. I've got something to say. I've been a fool, seduced by the shallow promise of international stardom. I forgot who I was. I am Michael Fish, weatherman. I belong here in the bosom of the weather centre, among my own kind. I've come home. Nick, Tim, I'm sorry.
Oh, well, that's okay, Michael. No hard feelings.
It was a pleasure knowing you. You're all right.
Barry?
Yes, Michael?
Take them round by the barometers and smash their faces in.
Skyverse was written and performed by Nick Golson and Tim DeYoung, with Sally Phillips and Peter Bradshaw. It featured special guests Patrick Allen and Michael Fish, and original music composed by Simon Brint. The producer was John Naismith.